The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your hosts, Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Flex.
Welcome to another edition of MD Radio. I'm your host, Sean Ray.
And Flex Wheeler.
And we are wrapping it up here on episode number 38, following the final IFBB Pro contest of the 2009 bodybuilding season, coming up on a year in review very fast. Flex, you spent the weekend out in Las Vegas at the SEMA car show.
Yeah, it was very nice, bro. Some sick cars out there. I still got probably like 300 photos I could load on the forums. I don't even know if this is worth it, but I haven't loaded the high-end cars, all the Rolls Royces, Lamborghinis, and crazy stuff. You know, the stuff that you got in your backyard.
Yeah, well, we can go on the boards and see those pictures. We got a stacked show, Flex. You missed some good bodybuilding action that took place in Sacramento over the weekend. Real quick, we've got one of the promoters that was there put this event on, and apparently there's some rumblings about possibly even moving to a larger venue because of the growth of this contest. They added the Pro Men Bodybuilding pretty much at the 11th hour, I think right after the Houston Pro kind of fell through. But let's bring on Mr. Ted Williamson, one of the co-promoters of the Sacramento Pro Show. Ted, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Big Ted, you're on the phone with fabulous Flex Wheeler.
What's going on, Ted? Hello?
Flex couldn't make it to the show. He was handling some business out in Las Vegas. But real quick, in hindsight, Ted, adding the Pro Men Bodybuilding, what did that do for the area around there in Sacramento and the fans? It was a packed house. It seemed all the athletes were pretty much on even keel there, and it was very competitive for what you had on that stage.
Yeah, it made the day long, especially for the judges and, you know, the athletes and the expediters themselves. But it wound up being a great show. We wound up selling out halfway through pre-judge for the evening show. And all around, I think everybody, like I say, the judges and the expediters and the whole crew on both sides of the stage did a great job to make this thing work.
Yeah, and you had 21 pro men and 20 pro figure. All of the top three in each category wound up qualifying for next year's 2010 Ms. Figure Olympia and Mr. Olympia. I talked to your partner, John Tooman. He had rumblings about possibly moving it to the larger facility, the convention center downtown, possibly next year, and adding a MMA-type grappling thing with it.
We're in the initial phases of working the bugs out on that one. Yeah, we are looking at it, and we're going to see, you know, how far we can run with this thing. Because we are, especially adding the pro men, we've just kind of like outgrown the Crest Theater. So,
Ted, are you guys possibly looking to doing a two-day event, being that it was so hard on you guys, just trying to get that all achieved in one day?
I think we can, if it remains a one-day event, I think we alleviate our problem doing all the NPC check-in on Friday, and then we start the prejudging at 9 o'clock instead of 10:30.
Right.
So
yeah, it's
doable, but we'd rather go to the bigger venue and open the show up a little bit more, possibly to a two-day event.
Right.
Yeah, it seemed like you guys had your hands full. The judges really didn't get much of a break, but the athletes certainly enjoyed it. We saw Tony Freeman come off a kind of a disappointment at the Mr. Olympia to win the contest. I was sitting there in the front row. Some people thought it was kind of controversial, but what show isn't a show without some controversy? We know Craig Richardson came in from New Jersey and pushed him for everything he had. The pro figure girls, do you think now with the pro bikini coming along that going into the next season that you might add that, or are you just going to move and take it one step at a time?
I think we're going to take one step at a time. I mean, never say never, but we're going to, you know, look at the options on the trade show and, you know, add the grappling and some other events. So we don't want to outrun ourselves on this. You know, we don't want to go too fast. We want to make sure what we do add, we can handle.
I know it's a promoter's dream to have a bunch of crossovers. Do you think that was a little bit of what was kind of time-consuming? Do you think maybe it should be broken up to have maybe a portion of that done on Friday to be, like, done and over with it? Or are you going to continue?
Yeah, in a perfect world, absolutely.
Yeah.
perfect world. Of course, nothing's perfect, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, we still got out in time to eat dinners. That's much more than I can say for some of those other shows. But I just wanted to bring you on and thank you and John Tooman for putting that on. And we'll keep you guys keep us updated for next year as to what changes will be taking place, if any.
Oh, we will, and we appreciate your support very much.
All right, that's Ted Williamson calling down here from California. Ted actually started out down there in Riverside, where my former training partner Troy Zuccolato, national champion, used to train at Spectrum Gym Flex.
I know that dates both of us. That was some times back in those days. He's definitely grown in his sport, and now I'm being a promoter of many shows and now jumping into the IFBB round. So, Sean, you were there at the show with all the controversy going on, and I paid a little bit of attention as I could to the boards. So, obviously, there's a lot of heat, a lot of weight being, kind of mud being thrown around with the overall champion there, Tony, and a lot of people thinking that Craig Richardson should have been the victor. What do you think about that?
I'm gonna reserve my opinion until we bring Craig Richardson on, but first let's get some NPC news out of the way, Flex.
Who would
Craig
that
Richardson
be from?
Is our surprise guest. He'll be joining us shortly, I believe, after we take our first commercial break. But let's bring on the NPC liaison, Mr. Gary Udit from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gary, are you with us?
Hey, guys. I won't keep you. I see you got a big slate going on tonight, so I'll make it quick. We got the Natural Mid-States Classic in Rockford, Illinois this weekend. Kevin Noble puts that on. Frank Dalto has his Florida Gold Cup Classic in Palm Beach Gardens. Christine Bongiovanni out in St. Paul, Minnesota has the North Star Championships. Steve Weinberger's got his Eastern USA as everybody starts to finalize their qualifications. He's in Manhattan this weekend. And we'll be down at the Pro Figure event along with the Kentucky Muscle down in Louisville, Kentucky this weekend, and give us a chance to go check out the Muhammad Ali Museum and way cool time down there, so it should be cool.
Right on, Gary. I know, like you said, it is a packed show. We're going to bring you on again next week as we lead into the National Bodybuilding Championships, which will be the last opportunity for some of these amateurs to turn pro. And word on the street right now, Gary, is there's upwards of 500 competitors with the bikini added to this competition.
Yeah, it's going to be one monster event. So, looking at that sack show, I was pretty impressed with Ed Nunn. How about you guys?
Yeah, Ed Nunn was pushing hard. He was actually making up ground by the time the finals came, and I actually had him moving up from, like, fourth place into third place, but, of course, I'm not a judge, and they saw fit to place him in fifth position. And out of all the people there, he was probably the most humble of all the guys. He had a right to be pissed off, but he took it on the chin. Says it's going to take 5 or 6 months to add another 20 pounds and do it all over again. But Ed Nunn is fast becoming a force on the IFBB Pro stage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I only saw photos, and we can only tell so much from photos. But, he's going to be a way better pro than I think anyone thought. He's already made some nice changes.
Yeah, well, he was overly joyed with standing next to one of the guys he's always been compared with, which is Tony Freeman. And I think for him, that in and of itself was a victory. He can look at the pictures and go back to the gym and add some thickness in all the right places and hopefully get a call out with him another show and have a different outcome.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. I'll see you in Florida.
All right, Gary Udit calling in from Pittsburgh, PA. Yeah, Flex, you were saying about some controversy. I mean, what show doesn't have some controversy? When Victor lost out to Jay Cutler, when Ronnie Coleman beat you back in 2000, I believe it was.
Oh, wow,
It depends on what perspective you're looking at it.
You got to bring that.
Well, I'm just saying, dude, you were the one that, you took the medal off, you walked away, you turned your back. I mean, you really felt that was your contest. I'm calling it like it is.
Oh, my God.
But most contests are not without controversy because it all depends on what perspective you see it.
Very much so. Very subjective.
Tony Freeman is considered an Olympia veteran. I think he was the benchmark coming out of the shoot. Everybody else was going to have to stand next to him. And typically, Flex, if you don't knock the champion out, chances are the champion will retain his title.
I know you don't either, right?
What was that?
I said I don't really believe in that, and I know you don't.
No, but we see it routinely, time and time again, even with Ronnie Coleman, sometimes with Dorian Yates. We've seen it happen.
I know, but I'm just saying, I know it's that way. I don't agree with it, and I know personally you don't either. I believe the man who puts in a hard work and deserves it comes in. I don't care if he's freaking made out of purple or he's from Mars and you don't like him, and I don't care if he's straight or gay or whatever. If that man deserves a win, that's be it, you know.
In a perfect world, that would be how it is. It's still a subjective sport of opinion, collective opinions, that is. That is the IFBB. But let's move it right along, Flex. It was 22 years ago that I earned my pro card in 1987 out there in New Jersey at the National Championships, five short years after the first original national champion, Lee Haney, won that coveted title back in 1982. And here we are in 2009, and this contest will be taking place in two short weeks. We've got someone that's very important that's involved with that contest to come on and give us some information all the way from Florida. Miss Pam Betts, are you with Flex and I?
I am here, guys.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Good.
Flex, this lady gets up at 4:30 in the morning out there on the East Coast.
Correction, that's 4:15.
Oh!
Wow.
Incredible. Pam, you're going to be getting up earlier and earlier as this competition gets closer. Word on the street is there's like 500 competitors going into this thing.
Word on the street seems about right. Sandy's working on 330 entries for the women, and Peter's looking at probably 180.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So how does it all play out, Pam? We're talking about the bikini is being added this year. Was anything taken away to make room for the bikini girls?
Actually, yes. There is, in both fitness and figure now, there are only two-piece swimsuit rounds.
Right.
I mean, there's no fitness at the Nationals this year, but it affects the Junior Nationals and other events, of course. So there is only a two-piece round for every division, fitness, figure, and bikini.
Right, and we do know that the prejudging will take place for the men on Friday, along with the prejudging for the women's bikini, and then again on Saturday we'll start with the women's bodybuilding bright and early at 8:30, move right into the figure prejudging, and then all the finals start Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the Westin Diplomat Resort. Is that where it's at?
That's correct. That is an amazing facility. It's one of the most beautiful facilities I've been in. And, you know, like you guys, I travel a lot, too. You know, it's a Ritz-Carlton type of hotel at a reasonable cost and right on the beach, right on the ocean. You walk out the back door and there's the ocean. And they've got three or four different level pools, restaurants, sports bar. It's open till 2 a.m. You know, at least we can eat after the show.
Right, Flex, I can vouch for that. They had the GNC Convention Center convention there about three short years ago, and that place is just like going to a five-star resort. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome event. Is there any more qualifications? I know they have the Easterns. Is there any more qualifications to add to those numbers this next coming weekend?
I'm sure there are. I don't, you know, it's right now I'm a little involved, but I know there's the Eastern, and I think Chris Bongiovanni had one either this past weekend or last.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah.
So where can people go for information, Pam? The website?
The website, nationalbodybuilding.com. They can call me or email me. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting with the bikini. I mean, the bikini's bringing in... You know, for us, the promoters, the sponsors are going to be more, a little bit more mainstream.
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, I've got queries from Brazilian bodywear, and that's more bikini type people. So
well, we're going to have next week's show here at MD Radio dedicated to the NPC National Championships. Pam, thanks for calling in. We're going to take our first commercial break, and we're going to come back with the runner up, the Sacramento Pro, Craig Richardson, calling in from New Jersey. Here at MD Radio. The hard, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Focus, strength, recovery, results.
Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details. iForce Nutrition has done it again, introducing the most powerful plasma volumizer ever created, HemaVol. HemaVol was specifically engineered to generate skin-splitting muscle pumps and myofibular plasma volumization. With HemaVol's revolutionary hemodynamic technology, your workouts will never be the same. A new generation of plasma volumizers has emerged, and HemaVol is the only choice for those who are sick of useless so-called nitric oxide products packed with useless sugars, caffeine, and arginine. HemaVol only uses ingredients backed by science. It's time to get one step ahead of the competition. It's time for HemaVol. Warning, HemaVol's hemodynamic technology was specifically designed to exert its maximum volumization effects when taken only on training days and no more than four times per week. Under no circumstances should users use HemaVol more than four times per week or more than once in a 24-hour period. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Biggest rage in bodybuilding is Dark Rage. Dark Rage sets a new standard in pre-workout supplementation and muscle pumps with its advanced new EPO blood doping technology. Dark Rage's mind-altering activators put you in a state of temporary rage and fury, allowing you to take your training intensity to a new level of insanity. From your very first rep, Dark Rage's EPO blood doping technology forces more blood through your garden hose veins as a surge of raw power is triggered by Dark Rage's advanced anabolic agents, allowing you to train heavier, harder, and longer so you can grow bigger and stronger. Dark Rage is the biggest rage in bodybuilding. Feel the rage at www.getmhp.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys.
It's Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler, and we have the second place winner of the first Sacramento Pro Show and also a previous national champion winner. A lot of controversy being thrown around this guy, and a lot of people actually saying this man should have won. Craig Richardson, are you with us?
I am. How you doing, Flex?
Cool, bro, man. Sorry I didn't make it there. I was stuck in Vegas in hellacious traffic, but it seems to me that I would have seen a very interesting show. How do you feel about the outcome?
I actually set out, my plans, it worked. I qualified for the Olympia early.
Congratulations.
I have more time to, put some more size on and prepare for it. But it is a little disappointing because nothing to take away, from Tony. He's a great athlete. But on that particular day, he wasn't 100%. Mm. And I feel that I was maybe 110%. Mm. And I think on that day, I was the better bodybuilder. But unfortunately, the call didn't go my way. But Sean and I have talked, and I've talked to a few other people, and they pretty much kept my head up. And it's just going to, that's more fuel to the fire for the Olympia or the show before the Olympia that I decide to do. I'll just take it out on whoever's there.
Hey, Craig, Flex and I both been in a position. I mean, I don't know. Unless you're there, you really don't know how tough second place really is. People are genuinely happy for you, but you got home. You obviously took a look at that second place prize money, but you heard from everybody and their brother that you should have won. If you have a dollar for every time you hear that, you probably would have had that first place prize money.
Absolutely.
What does it do? I mean, because some people, there's two ways to take it. Either you go into a funk, you start asking, now what do I do? Or you just kind of go back to the drawing board and improve on what you had. I mean, you did lose to a top eight Olympian in the form of Tony Freeman, who has been as high as fifth place in that contest. He was no slouch. Granted, You know, he had you in the size department. You had him in the condition department. What do you need to do to stay the course that you're going?
Well, I think be a little more consistent. In the past, I haven't been as consistent as far as condition. Some shows I'll show up a little, you know, a little on the soft side. Some shows I'll, you know, end up a little light. But now that I hooked up with George Ferris and he's handling my nutrition, things seem to be working out pretty well. And I actually grew as I was dieting. He actually only had me for 7 weeks. So I can't wait until I have a few months to actually follow his off-season, you know, diet and, you know, then have a full 12 weeks of actually contest prep. You know, I think I'm going to come in probably about 10 or 15 pounds heavier. So if I can bring in, you know, 10 or 15 pounds heavier, and he actually, you know, says he can get me harder than I was in Sacramento. So all those things combined, I mean, I think it'll be really hard for someone to actually, you know, show up that day if they're not 100% to beat me.
Wow, right. Well, how do you feel? How do you feel on your overall look that you achieved? I know me and you have talked many a times. I've seen you compete in New York. We actually did that great photo shoot where we ran around New York all that time, subways and all that stuff. How do you feel, and why do you think you were able to make such drastic changes?
Well, you know, I can't say that I feel good.
How do you feel about your overall look and what you have?
Oh, the overall look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think I hit it right on the nail. You know, my condition was the best it's been, you know, since the 2000 Nationals. I was actually heavier than I've ever competed. I was 222.
What's the reason for that, though? That's the question. Why were you 28 pounds heavier?
Well, because, you know, George actually changed my entire program, my entire way of thinking while dieting. Basically, he rewired me. You know, I was doing, you know, very low carbs or no carbs, a lot of cardio, thinking that that would get me in shape.
What's a lot of cardio?
A lot of cardio.
An hour?
3 hours, actually.
Hey, I've done 3 hours before. Worked for me, man. I hammered Sean when I did that.
Yeah, Flex dropped from like 280 down to 230. But, I mean, how you were doing 3 hours of cardio to get down? What did you start at? How much did you weigh, and what did you come down to?
Well, it's weird because, and Flex and I have talked about this before, you know, I would get up to about 250, 255 sometimes, and I'm in pretty decent shape.
Mm.
You know, people.
Well, you always know you never really get heavy.
Yeah, people have seen me and said, "Wow, you have 15, 20 pounds to go, and you're in shape." And I would start doing all this cardio, thinking that it's going to, you know, etch my glutes a little more, and, you know, thinking low carbs, I'm going to be a little tighter. And next thing you know, I end up a week before the show, I'm 220 and I'm ready to go.
Right.
And the next thing you know, my metabolism would take off, and I'm 208.
And you go from 255 to 208 pounds during 3 hours of cardio.
And it's like, what the heck just happened?
Right.
So, you know, I hooked up with George, and basically he rewired the whole thing, and it's like 20 minutes of cardio. I'm like, what?
Wow.
He's like, yeah. I didn't drop my carbs at all. I actually was taking in more carbs than I ever taken in my life. At one point, I was taking in almost 1,000 grams of carbs a day. At
wow.
one point, I was eating so much.
So you're a carb machine.
Excuse me?
You're a carb-eating machine, plus you were doing very little cardio.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, you didn't lose to a slouch in the form of Tony. Tony wasn't as hard as he normally is, but he's got a signature X frame. He's got mounds of muscle. The knock on you, Craig, I mean, all I could say was, like, your midsection could use a little bit more detail. There's a slight film over your stomach, but, of course, your glutes were tight. The detail in your quads were there. The lower back, I think you just need to kind of thicken that up a little bit. I think you already know that, a little bit more thickness in the back area. And the triceps need a little bit more size to go with it. I think if the judges were being critical, they weren't necessarily judging you only on your condition. You beat everybody in condition. But I think that sum total, it just seemed to go Tony's way because it seems they leaned towards the bigger, more muscular guy. But my personal opinion was you won that contest because you were more muscular based on your conditioning. But I'm not a judge. From the other guys that you respect in the industry, did you get any good feedback from guys that are your peers in the sport that give you any sound advice?
Yeah, I mean, I had a bunch of text messages before I even got off the stage. I got to my phone, and, you know, they were loaded. And everyone's basically telling me to keep my head up. And a few guys, even, you know, close friends of mine, they would actually, that are pros, when I actually spoke to them, basically said the same thing you said, you know, bring up my back, my triceps, you know, things like that. And, you know, this off season I'm going to work as hard as I can to actually bring it up. Now I have some time to do it, and I don't have to, you know, worry about, you know, as soon as I get up to 250, 255, all of a sudden I have to start dieting down
right.
and losing everything. Now I can kind of take my time, see if I can actually hit 265 or so, try to be as lean as I can and bring up some of these body parts.
Will we see you on stage in 2010 prior to the Mr. Olympia?
I don't know. I have to talk to the team first and find out, you know, what they all think about it. You know, most likely if I do, it'll be one of the shows closer to the Olympia. So that way, you know, I can have a little more extra time and, you know, whatever the team decides, that's what we'll pretty much go with.
Right.
Well, are you working with MHP or someone?
Yes. I just actually, you know, it's in the works now. This week should be final. I should be an MHP athlete.
Oh, congratulations,
and,
bro.
Also, you know, it's in the works also with muscular development. So hopefully, you know, this thing goes right and, you know, we'll see some good things coming out in the future.
Well, congratulations on that, bro. I know you got some children to feed there. How many children do you have? I know a lot of people don't know that me and you are rival for how many kids we have.
What? How many kids you got?
Well, I have three.
yeah, you better get back
on stage. Here's the kicker. I'm 35, and I'm also a granddad, too.
Holy crap.
You got me beat on that one.
Yeah, man, New Jersey rocking the house. Well, Craig, we're going to see you at the Muscle Camp December 12th over there at Diamond Gym with the owner, Dwayne McDaniel, and some of the other bodybuilders. So we'll try to get a hold of you before we get to that. But, man, congratulations. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Tony Freeman was no slouch, and you are no joke. You served notice for sure here in Sacramento. They're happy to see you out here on the West Coast.
Thanks a lot. It really means a lot, you know, to hear compliments from you two guys.
And Camp, congratulations again, bro, on being able to make it to the Olympia. We'll be talking to you soon. Hopefully you'll be able to let us know firsthand what your next show will be.
Okay, I definitely will. You'll be the first guys to know.
All right, one of the George Ferrer prodigies, Craig Richardson, calling in from New Jersey. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Flex, that's a former national champion. I believe it was like in 2000 he won the light heavyweight division. He's kind of always been tinkering with almost hitting his peak at some of these contests, but never quite right. But, I mean, the guy's doing 3 hours of cardio. That's unheard of in today's economy, yeah?
Yeah, especially with his size. I mean, he never really gets super heavy, and we've talked a number of times over years, probably over the last 3 or 4 years, about his weight problem. And what he thought, well, what's the problem with that? But you know what? Again, it's really interesting now, you know, what George is able to do to these guys, having them eating up, going into the show, and actually getting bigger. I mean,
and being
same thing with working with Rhino, getting him ready for the Ironman. He's just, he gains weight going into a show because I don't restrict him with calories. A lot of people, I don't think he really did either, though, Sean, but a lot of people have a misunderstanding with dieting.
No, but we're going to come back with the pro maker, George Ferrer, and find out a little bit more what he did for George Ferrer, what he did for Branch Warren, and what he continues to do for some of these bodybuilders up and coming. All right, the pro maker coming up next here on MD Radio with Sean and Flex.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize. Rise, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Introduces the biggest breakthrough ever in nitric oxide, E-Noxide. This newly discovered super molecule delivers fast, potent elevations of real nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream. E-Noxide is not a mere precursor like AAKG or arginine. It's real, pure nitric oxide, 2,000 times more potent than any nitric oxide precursor. E-Noxide, real science, real nitric oxide, real results. E-Noxide is so powerful that your arms will swell as this super molecule triggers the most insane muscle pumps you've ever experienced. Purchase your mind-blowing fiber-tearing Enoxide pump at GNC or at www.enoxide.com. That's www.enoxide.com.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station, where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler. I'm the truth
and these other boys. It's Flex Wheeler and Sean Ray going over the 2009 Sacramento Pro Show, which was a very controversial and heated show. Sean, who are some other guys that you were impressed with that competed?
Well, I mean, I think... by and large, Flex, the majority of the guys were off.
Wow,
and it is
really
hard, you know, to some of these guys to hold their peak into the month of November. But nevertheless, it's a pro show. These guys are all competing and vying for the same opportunity, A, to qualify for the Olympia, B, to get that $10,000 first-place prize money. So we saw how off Tony was at the Mr. Olympia. I think we put a lot of pressure on him, expecting bigger, more impressive things out of him. But, you know, it's hard to hold that peak, right? I mean, the Olympia was, what, September? And here he is competing in November. Nothing short of a miracle was going to bring him in actually better. He got pretty lucky in that the contest wasn't that deep, with the exception of Craig Richardson, because as you know, in third place, Sacramento's very own in fourth place was Robert P. Robert P. was in third place. Now, Robert P., because we can't pronounce his last name, is from Poland. Big, muscular, kind of a blocky guy, very thickly muscled. Reminded me of a lot of Tim Belknap, had some big traps.
Okay.
Not a real pretty physique, but he's muscular.
Yeah, slaps the muscle.
Yeah, soft in the hamstrings and glutes area, but when he posed, he was so much bigger than a guy like Chris Dim. Dim was a local favorite. He's there from Sacramento. Great abs. He's a 202 competitor coming back from the heart attack several years ago.
What a story that is, huh?
Yeah, it was a huge story. I mean, if you got to give a bravery or a courage award, Chris Dim gets it. But at this contest, Chris doesn't land in fourth place, not in my book. I actually leapfrog, and I take Ed Nunn from fifth, stick him into the third-place spot. I don't think anybody would have argued with that. He held his own standing next to Tony Freeman, who was the winner. Very similar in height and shape and structure, a little bit shallow across the chest, slightly off. But he was, you know, he has those lines, got those big billowing quads. He's a former national champion from only a year ago. Big kid. I didn't see why the judges didn't show him a little bit more love. He got overlooked in those first couple of call-outs, but when he stood next to Tony, you really saw that maybe this is a top-three guy. Unfortunately, he wound up in fifth place, but the crowd came to their feet with Chris Dim because that's his backyard. You know, a couple of disappointments. I mean, Mark Dugdale, I thought, for all intents and purposes, if he had come in the condition he was at when he was in New York, when he got second to Kevin English, he could have upset the entire apple cart. Unfortunately, Mark wasn't 202 pounds. He claims he can't get down to 202. It's too hard for him to get down to that weight, but he's only 5'6".
Really?
And he's, you know, he's not bigger than Kevin English. He's not bigger than Eduardo Correa.
Right.
And he's not even that much bigger than David Henry. But yet he struggles with the 202 pounds. So if he was 210, he was still about 5 pounds too heavy. He just lost the quality of the beauty of his physique.
So he looked nothing like he did at the Olympia.
Huh?
he looked nothing like he did at the Olympics.
No, he flattened out. His weaknesses were exposed when he's not 100% right on the money. But outside of that, one of the other disappointments was Darren Charles. You know, he came in the Olympia at 245 pounds. He said he was about 230 pounds just on Saturday night, but that 230 pounds, to me, still looked like it might be 10 pounds too much. He just didn't have the detail across the back, a thin layer of water across the quads. His abs are always in. Doesn't have the hamstrings he once had, which may be due to age. His arms seem to be getting bigger, and the delts are very round, but with that thin layer of water, he couldn't be in the hunt because he just didn't have that quality condition. But somebody that knows about being in shape was sitting right next to me, and that's the pro maker all the way from Rochester, New York, Mr. George Farah. George, you online?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going, George?
How's it going, Flex?
George, tell Flex what you thought about that contest.
You know what? I got to agree with you 100%, Sean. I really thought Adnan should have landed, you know, no less than third. I mean, the kid, maybe he wasn't as 100%, but he was a very good contender, especially when we saw him next to Tony. Chris Dim, I didn't understand this one, but I guess the judges saw it differently, like you said.
Right.
The crowd were all, you know, all for him. So, but the most, you know, almost everything you said, Sean, it's just so true. Look, you know, Doug Dale, if he would have came 100%, definitely he would have been in the top three, because Robert P, I mean, to me, he's an ugly physique. He shouldn't have even been in the top five, but, you know, the judges like the hard look, the muscular look. I mean, he's like a kind of mini Marcus Rule, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's just freaky. But all in all, I still, you know, you got to understand, I'm not being biased here. We're talking about, like, being bodybuilder, and we're looking at the same thing, me and Sean, and we both looked at each other, and we kind of disagree that Tony should have took first, you know, and I thought Craig, he was, you know, like a solid first, because he was just beating Tony in every angle.
Right.
He was harder, especially from the back department. I mean, you can just see it. But like I said, once again, you got to respect the judges, and this is their job. I don't know. My job is just to spectate. So I don't know.
But George, we just had your special specimen that, I mean, you're just all over the place, as a matter of fact, helping these guys out. But Craig was just telling us about how drastically you basically rewired his way of thinking and dieting. Again, what did you do that was so different for him that in comparison to what he was doing before?
I mean, Sean, he came to me, the
Actually,
guy.
I'm Flex. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. I'm being like you now. I'm forgetting names and stuff. And
that's all right, bro. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, Flex, you know, he contacted me about, like, less than 8 weeks out, and he said, George, I'm around 208 pounds, but it seems like the more I'm losing weight, the worse I'm looking.
Mm.
I said, listen, send me everything you're doing. Let me see what's going on. And I found out the guy is doing, like, 3 hours of cardio, having 50 grams of carb every couple of days, and some days zero carb. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what these guys are thinking these days?
Is that zero carb? Is that the keto thing, George? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand it. How can somebody want to go and push weight and do all the things without carb? I don't get it.
Right, I've never done that.
Story short, I rewired everything. You know, took him from 3 hours cardio to 30 minutes of cardio, from 50 grams of carb to 450 grams of carb.
Right.
So now the kid gained weight, and he was worried. He said, George, I'm 228. I said, that's okay. I'm going to get you up a little more. So we got him up to a little over 230, and we started dropping him down. As a matter of fact, 2 days before the show, he was 227. He looked beautiful. So I dried him out. We had some carb, and he was around 223, I guess is what he told Sean and I. And
yeah, he seemed to be pretty happy. He seemed to be energetic, which I was surprised, because most of these bodybuilders, George, walk around on the near death.
Well, when you have, you know, I mean, I was feeding him close to 1,000 grams of carb, you know, leading to the show. You got to have tons of energy, you know. So
right.
I was happy. It was the first time I worked with the guy. I mean, 7 weeks, you can't make more than miracles. And I call it, really, it was a miracle. So
George, a lot of the guys that you spoke to us about with their diets, were the one thing that was missing is that their overall caloric intake was too low, and especially their carbs. Do you think that type of diet could work for everyone, just increasing their carbs, or do you think there's actual body types out there that actually need to have a lower intake of carbs?
You know, to me, Sean, I miss it. I mean, the Flex, you know, to me, I was talking to Sean about it. I said, man, I miss this, like, era of the 80s and the 90s when these bodybuilders were coming. Just, you guys were just like balloons ready to explode, so much carb, so much detail. Yeah, maybe it's not, you know, as hard as a nail or some of these guys we see now, but at the same time, they're not. You guys weren't flat. You look round, pretty to look at. And lately, I don't know what that trend everybody's following, like the no carb, no carb, no carb. I'm looking at people, they just look like emaciated almost. I mean, they lose so much muscle and they don't look pretty. I mean, that's my opinion. You remember, every one of us have his own opinion.
Right.
But, you know, and I think the carb, honestly, I think I haven't had anybody, like, and put them on the carb and had bad luck with them, except, yeah, like, few individuals, you lower their carb, but not to nothing near zero. You know?
Well, real quick, George, we've got the national championships coming up in 2 short weeks from now. Are you working with any of the top guys going in there, gunning for a pro card?
Yeah, actually about 13 of them. And so I'm going to be like handful. But it's nice because they're all in different classes, couple maybe in same class. But I'm very happy with every one of them, how they're coming. So it's going to be, you know, just like the Olympia, man, that super heavyweight class is going to be unbelievable. The heavyweight class is really tough. Light heavies, I mean, we're going to have some beautiful, beautiful show.
Well, George, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to see you in 2 weeks. We know you're out there trying to do that last-minute prep for your boys, man. So we'll see you out in Florida.
Oh, of course.
Good
Thank
job,
you, Sean,
Craig.
For the dinner, too, man.
All right,
oh,
man.
Wow.
Good job
John
with Craig Richardson this year.
That's
all right.
Incredible.
Pro maker. George Farah. Flex, it seems that these guys, they can't just stop with one or two guys. They got to get 13 and 14. You know, Kim Odo, who's here in Temecula, he had about 20-some-odd girls. But ironically, he had seven girls placed in the top 10 of the pro figure category, which we need to give special recognition to that winner, Christy Tauti, who won $3,000, one of Jay Emanuel's girls. She won the competition, qualified for the Miss Figure Olympia, along with Cheryl Brown and Hong Arsenis, last year's pro figure champion. And rounding out the top five was Julianne Kula and Akani Negro Ismail, who I thought should have actually won that contest. But these guys, they wind up with four and five and you know, lots of competitors, and yet they find the time to pay special attention to each and every one of them.
Yeah, well, you know what, like we were talking when we had him on a show last week, I mean, they just have a beautiful system down, Pat, and if you were listening to him, he actually has so many different helpers, I mean, you know, that help interview the person before he even gets there to start doing his, you know, his magic tricks.
I had dinner with him, and ironically, he told me specifically he would not work with any of the athletes until they first got their blood work, which is very important. Mm-hmm. A lot of bodybuilders say they're in good health, but yet they don't know what's actually going on. He recommends that they get their blood work done before he even sees them physically to start helping them with their contest preparation, which is to be commended because he puts their health in front of the dollar bill, which is a rarity today.
He actually cares about their health, and actually it helps him out even more so because he can take that blood panel and then see what they're actually missing.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Well, we're going to have a special guest come up, a former lightweight Ms. Olympia champion who promoted Flex, her first NPC bodybuilding contest out in Florida just 2 short weeks ago, and she is a regular poster here on the MD boards getting ready for the Miss International Championships to try to redeem herself. She hasn't had a very good run in her last two outings, but she's going to come on here. Tell us what it's like to be a promoter, and also tell us what's in store on the women's bodybuilding calendar from Florida. Ms. Diana Cadu will be calling in right after we take this commercial break here at MD Radio, Flex Wheeler and Sean Ray.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy tea up in the limousine.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
If you're looking for
the No Bull Supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough. Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to bpxsports.com. That's bpxsports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
Flex Wheeler Astronomer, right back at you, and our very special IFBB guest, IFBB judge, IFBB promoter, NPC promoter. I mean, it's just extraordinaire. And Steve Weinberg.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How about
Steve,
you?
You're always cool at the other side of the pillow, man.
I know.
It's like
then you have
call,
those other times
call,
where
out of
he's
bed.
Not.
Steve, there's a lot going down this coming weekend. Not that it's not that way for you almost every weekend, but bring us up to speed with the show you are promoting on Saturday.
We have the Eastern USA. It's always a big show because it's always a week before the Nationals.
Yep.
Last year, a girl named Kat Ramirez won, and she got a pro card and figure eight team. And Ariel Kadar, the youngest IFBB pro now in fitness.
How old is that? She's the youngest. How old would she be, do you know?
She's 17. She got a pro card at Team USA.
Good grief.
And John De La Rosa won the Junior Nationals
right.
last year, and he won the show last year and won the Juniors this year. So it's got some good history. Elena Seifel, a bodybuilder, she won the show, got a pro card. And Robert Brunetta, one of the favorites for the Nationals, won his class at the show last year.
Big boy, man. How many qualify for the Nationals at your show? Is it like the top two or top three?
Top two.
This will be held at the famous Tribeca Performing Arts Theater, where you have most of the shows out there on the East Coast.
Yes, and your man Kai Green is going to be guest posing.
Awesome. Ooh. Right on. Yeah, that should be interesting, because I was with Kai 2 weeks ago in Italy, and he said he was so big that he wasn't comfortable guest posing out there, but he did take his shirt off and pose with Evan Santapani recently. I think it was at, like, New England or someplace out there.
Yeah, I heard he was pretty big.
Yeah, he said he's going to do the Arnold Classic, so he puts in some time at your gym, doesn't he?
Yes. He trains hard. He's one of those fast trainers. He just starts and he doesn't stop.
Really?
Right on. Well, Steve, we are going to see you in 2 short weeks in Florida. And again, your contest, well, for any contest information for the Easterns, what would they do? Send you an email or is there a website?
BevFrancis.com or the gym, 516-933-1111. And I'll see you guys in Florida.
Right on. Big Steve Weinberger. Thanks for calling in.
Thank
He's
you
got
guys.
That big gym out there, Flex, out there in Syosset, New York.
That's right. It's the Mecca of the East Coast. And they definitely are putting out some showstopper competitors out there, bro.
Yeah, he turns them out. Football players, MMA fighters, the whole nine yards. But let's move on and change gears into the female flexibility side of it. We've got a former lightweight Ms. Olympia. Actually, I don't even want to say former because you win the Olympia, that's for life. So let's bring on Ms. Olympia. Diana Cadu, are you with us?
Yes, I'm right there, Sean.
I've always wanted this, and I don't know why I caught myself saying it, but I want to hear you pronounce your name because I've heard it pronounced like five different ways, and I kind of choose a different one every time I say it. Will you please say your full name?
Yes, my name is Diana Cadu. It's D-A-Y-A-N-A for Diana Cadu. C-A-D-E-A-U means gift.
Now, is that French-Canadian or West Indian, or what is it?
French-Canadian.
French-Canadian, but you're spending your time now down in Florida. I was mentioning that, Flex, you kind of had a rough run the last couple of contests at the Miss International this year, earlier in March, and again at this year's Miss Olympia. I know that you had some things going on. You put on your very first NPC contest. First of all, how was that? It was only 2 weeks ago.
It was great. It was really well organized. Of course, you know, it's a lot of work, and it's not easy when it's your first one that you're promoting. But, you know, I did put my heart there, and I had some good help. And it did turn out really well, and we had some good guest poser. Actually, Dexter was there. Darren Charles, Bill Wilmore. It was pretty good.
So what made you throw your hat into the promoter side of the business, Diana?
I just want to do something back, you know, for the industry because I remember when I started competing how it was, and I just want to do something. It just come from my heart. It wasn't really about the money, whatever. I just want to do something for them because as a competitor, I know how it feels, you know, to get ready for a show. And sometimes we see things that we would love to have, you know. For example, sometimes we want some food or whatever backstage, and we don't have that. And I just make sure that all the competitors have everything they need there.
Right. Well, you're no stranger to the stage. You've been competing for an awful long time, Diana. Again, to try to right this ship that seemed to make a couple of wrong turns for you, what will you do in 2010 to get back on track and land yourself back in that winner's circle?
Well, first of all, I'm completely single now.
That might help.
I think when you compete, and of course, you know, I'm not blaming nobody and only myself, because when you put yourself in a situation, anybody going through emotional stuff and problems in life, and nobody knows, people are there to judge, but they don't know, you know, what you're going through. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm going to come back even stronger, and I know that when you don't have much support or whatever, you definitely need people really love you around you and positive people and help out. So otherwise, you know, you just have to find a way. And I know for myself, when I was more focused, it went when I was...
When you were more what?
Focusing. Sorry.
Say that one more
my
time.
Accent.
Just say it one more time for me, please.
Shut up, Max. You have a lovely accent, Diana.
You guys, so funny. You know, it's not easy when you speak French, Creole, and English.
Yeah, you're multilingual.
But, but you know, I could have focusing more when I was by myself. So
I was single my entire career. It was a little easier. Flex, you know, seemed to. Some people can do it in a relationship. We know King Dorian did it his entire career, and Lee Haney proceeded to have great success with a partner. When will we see you back on stage to see the fruits of your labor? Are you planning on doing the Miss International?
Oh yeah, I definitely will. Oh yeah,
I want you to win that one again.
I want to win, and I can. I mean, no disrespect for the girls, but they were very lucky that I was up for the past few years, because there's no way they can beat me on my top shape.
Let me jump in here real quick, because we have the reigning Miss Olympia who stated already that she was going to go there again. Do you think that's going to be a problem for you?
No,
you guys have
I'm
been
not afraid. I have no. Are you talking about Iris?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I give her all the credit. She's an amazing athlete.
You guys have had some great battles.
I mean, it was always between me and her. She will beat me by 1 or 2 points. So that means
how much will you beat her by this year?
Next year.
I don't know, but I definitely can beat her. Even she thinks she can.
You need to be
not
focused,
beatable,
though.
But I can.
Okay, well, let's keep it back on track. We are talking about bodybuilding, and we are talking to former Ms. Olympia. Diana Cadu, hey, congratulations on promoting that show in Florida. We'd love to get you back on before you do the Miss International to find out what changes between now and then.
You mean what change I'm going to do?
Yeah, we just want to see how your progress is coming. So we'll bring you on before you compete next time on stage in 2010.
Definitely.
Thanks, Diana.
All right, Diana, you're one of the greats in the sport. Thank you for coming on board.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Miss Diana Cadu calling in from Florida Flex. That's going to bring us to a close for the 38th episode of this MD Radio special. Next week on Monday will be dedicated specifically to the national championships brought to you by NX Labs. We will go from gavel to gavel, A to Z, covering the up-and-coming guys going into this year's nationals as well as some of the former national championship winners, including myself. So for Flex Wheeler, I'm Sean Ray.
And Flex Wheeler.
Get
and
out.
Sean Ray. And he's Sean Ray and I'm Flex Wheeler, right?
Catch you next week.
Howdy 5,000.
Would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean and Flex again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America. How'd it happen? How'd they let me in the booth?
How'd they let these rappers lie? Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.